The United Nations has strongly condemned language used by the President of the United States against countries from which some people migrate to the U.S.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist. You cannot dismiss entire countries and continents as shitholes whose entire populations, who are not white, are therefore not welcome.
Colville also says Trump's policies targeting entire groups on grounds of nationality or religion, as well as his reluctance to condemn white supremacists, go against universal values. The UN official added that Trump's comments encourage racism. A growing number of African countries have come out to condemn Trump's remark. The African Union has slammed the president's slur, saying it hurts diversity and human rights values. Trump's comment was reportedly directed at people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa. In a tweet, Trump has denied using the language being reported. Joining us live now from Belgrade is Navid Nasr, who is a radio host and political commentator. Navid, as always, thanks for joining us. What do you make, Navid, of this language that Donald Trump has used?
Well, the most recent thing is he's denied using that particular language, which we're not going to use on the air. I mean, it goes hand in hand with everything that we've seen coming out of the White House. Supposedly he used this language in particular to refer to in El Salvador who are protected under this program. And he said, well, why can't we get, I don't know, Norwegians or something to come? It's, you know, we can be generous and say it's ignorant, or we can be less than generous and say it's out and out racist or white supremacist, but it's troubling if he actually said it, and I wish there was a recording that could emerge of him, you know, one way or the other, so we'd know whether or not he said it. But the bottom line is, it's not so much the words are secondary, it's what he's trying to do, which is expel hundreds of thousands of Salvadorans and Haitians back to their home country. In the case of Salvadorans, for sure, their lives would be put in danger on numerous fronts. A lot of these people are fleeing gang warfare, a lot of them are fleeing political instability, and a lot of them are targeted for both their political activities and their gang affiliations or lack thereof. And when they go back to El Salvador, when they're pushed back to El Salvador, it's almost like a death sentence. In Haiti, it's a death sentence also in a smaller way. There's also political political instability there, but also economic destitution fueled in large part by the corporate theft of Hillary Clinton and the various foundations that she helped set up in Haiti in the aftermath of the last giant earthquake that hit that island. And it's not a good situation right now for Haitian Americans and Salvadoran Americans who don't have U.S. passports.
Navid, I'm going to quote Tucker Carlson of Fox News, and I know he's not a gauge on what's truthful necessarily for Americans necessarily, but he did say in defense of what Trump said, saying that this represents actually what many Americans do feel. How would you respond to that?
I would say that's truthful. I do think that many Americans, if not most Americans, don't particularly care for Salvadoran or Haitian immigrants. That, I mean, you know, many Americans, if not most Americans, also didn't particularly have any feelings about slavery one way or the other, you know, when that was a hot button issue in the mid-1800s. Most Americans thought that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, something like 70%, 75%, and therefore supported the Iraq War until, you know, facts came to light. Just because most people support something particularly when they've been conditioned to support it, doesn't make it right and doesn't mean that that's what you go by when it comes to forming policy. All sorts of ignorance and bigotry is upheld by tens, if not hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. And if you were to base policy on that, the U.S. would implode within a very short amount of time.
Okay, Navid, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.